Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
All this week we've been hearing from the gubernatorial candidates as we move down Route 9 toward the western Mass town of Pittsfield, where we'll be on Friday as the candidates address the issues that the residents of these towns are talking about along Route 9. We're joined this morning by Republican candidate Charlie Baker, who joins us by phone. Good morning, Mr. Baker, and thanks a lot.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I have two boys who play high school football, so I love the sound of high school football.
You built your campaign in part around your reputation as a turnaround specialist. We're reporting this morning, as you know, from a town that's kind of down in the dumps. What would you do to turn Ware around and other former mill towns like Ware?
I think, Bob, one of the things that happens with Massachusetts and state government generally is what I would describe as kind of a myopia about Massachusetts outside 128 and 495. And a big part of that is the fact that there's still a fair amount of manufacturing out that way, but we don't really think about manufacturing as a state as sort of a fundamental part of our economy. But it employs about 260,000 people, and a lot of those people work in small privately held companies that employ anywhere from 50 to 500 people. And they're located all over southeastern Mass, central Mass, central western Mass, and western Mass. And one of the things I talked about a lot in this campaign is I think we need a regional strategy for economic development that takes into account what works in different parts of Massachusetts, because they're not all the same. And I think one of the things that my focus would be on that would matter to a part of the state where Ware is located and where Ware is I really think we need a strategy for manufacturing. But I want it to come from the folks who are actually in business and operating businesses in each of these different regions. It needs to be one of these things that comes from the ground up instead of being sent from Beacon Hill back out, because it won't be right, and it won't reflect on what really will work unless we get the local folks involved.
Well, when you say manufacturing, what kind of manufacturing are you talking about? Because most of the economists we've talked to as part of this series say there's no way that big-time manufacturing is coming back to any of these towns along Route 9.
No, that's true. It won't be big-time manufacturing. But big-time manufacturing isn't generating 265,000 jobs in Massachusetts right now. The fourth largest employer in Massachusetts is manufacturing. And as I said, these are firms that have found niches that, you know, whether it's precision tool making or proprietary design or a type of product that there simply isn't enough demand for it to create the kind of scale that would require sending it to somewhere else. And most of these companies, yep, they're privately held. They don't take up a city block, but they provide a lot of jobs. And I've been in and out of many of them over the course of this campaign. And the overwhelming message I get from them is do something about my business costs, do something about regulatory policy and red tape, and do something about tax policy, and we can grow here and we can thrive here. And I think that's really got to be a focus of our economic development strategy going forward.
Let me ask you this question. People here, as you know, are relying on public services. We've heard today, especially from people counting on unemployment, counting on disability, counting on services like food pantries in order to keep afloat every day. We've heard from people who are homeless or close to being homeless. How committed are you to the social safety net programs for people like them? Are they at risk, these programs and these people, when you write your first budget, given the state's budget problems and what you say are necessary budget cuts coming under a Baker administration?
Yeah, I guess what I would say, Bob, is I've been very disappointed, as I said on a number of occasions, with the way the Patrick administration has gone about dealing with the state's fiscal crisis. I feel there hasn't been anywhere near enough reform and restructuring of state government or the bureaucracy, and too much focus on what I would describe as program cuts. I mean,
okay, that's looking back. I want you to look forward. Are these people at risk if you cut the budget?
They have far less to worry about in a Baker administration than they do in a Kale or a Patrick administration. And I'll tell you why. You know, when I was in Health and Human Services some 20 years ago, we faced a very similar budget crisis. And we didn't cut the homeless programs, okay? We didn't cut, in many cases, a lot of those kinds of programs. We restructured the bureaucracy and restructured the way the state operated. And it is incredibly disappointing to me that in the midst of this huge opportunity to simplify the state's bureaucracy and reform the way the state does business, there's been so little of that and so much more of the kind of stuff you're talking about now.
Something that we've been hearing about in our series here, especially when we've been in Ware, is the need for public transportation in towns like Ware, small towns like Ware. People, especially in areas that don't have public transportation, also don't have a car and can't get around. And so maybe they can't find a job because they simply can't get to a place where there might be a job. Your campaign website offers plans on 8 issues. Transportation isn't one of them. Would transportation, do you see public transportation being created in a small town like Ware under a Patrick administration to help these people out?
You mean a Baker administration?
I'm sorry, under a Baker administration to help these people out?
Yeah, I think the regional transit authorities provide a very important service, but I would like to spend some time having them and me, if I win, and my team reconsider a lot of things about the way the operating model works and try and come up with some smarter and different ways of doing it. They don't all, across Massachusetts, the regional transportation authorities, operate the same way. And some of them have come up with some ways of structuring and providing services that I think are far more clever and far more cost-effective and far more effective than the way others do it. And I would want to engage those folks in a conversation about trying to come up with a different way of doing what they do. And I think there are opportunities to do more with less in that area.
About 30 seconds left. Have you or do you plan to bring your campaign to the town of Ware?
We've been all over the Commonwealth of Mass, and I guess what I would say is I can expect we will certainly be near there if we're not actually in Ware, although having listened to the football game in the background, I may decide to take a trip through there at some point when the high school team's playing because it sounds like it's a lot of fun.
Charlie Baker, Republican gubernatorial candidate, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Okay, Bob. Take care.